Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mikey Valenti will be here shortly. We were supposed to do the show from Music Town inside the Hockey Town Cafe with everything going on downtown with the Sweet 16. But affairs of state took precedent over affairs of state. And we have to be back here. Mike will be here shortly. What's up, Doug? Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, sticking around for a while. Sure, why not?
Yeah,
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. When do we work together, by the way?
I don't know. Gator?
I think I've worked with everybody. Haven't done the morning show, but that's coming up around Memorial Day.
Yeah, Gator doesn't turn in his time off quite as soon in the year. I mean, yes. I already got days in July spoken for.
I know.
Ruined my 4th of July week. No, sorry.
That's what I'm paid to do.
Yeah. I relish the opportunity. And how about that Tiger win yesterday? I want to interview you about the Tiger win.
Okay.
You've been around for a ton of opening days.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it all. One thing you've never seen is the Tigers win 1-0, because according to Jason Beck, it's never happened on opening
day. Yes, I've seen the Tigers open up a season with their catcher, I believe was Orlando Mercado.
Wow. It's fun to have a team that looks more than a little bit competitive, isn't it?
Yes, at least on one side of the ball, to use a football analogy.
Yep. But, I mean, this is who they're going to play a bunch.
Yeah.
Is the White Sox and teams worse than the White Sox? And so
I don't know if there's anybody worse than the White Sox.
I think the A's are. And
okay,
that's a week from today.
That's
the Tigers will
be
playing
down there
the A's
for opening day. Yeah,
can't wait. Can't wait for that. So do you have a shift that day? Do you know?
Yes, I'm working with Rico after the game.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, I've had no expectation for the last 6-7 Tiger seasons.
Yeah.
I have an expectation this year.
Yeah, they should be. My expectation for them is pretty much like it is for the Wings. Just be in the hunt to make the playoffs, in this case, division.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get in the wild card, let's be honest, within the last 2-3 weeks of the season. That was my expectation for the Red Wings. They moved the goalposts a little bit, and now those goalposts are gone. But, you know.
It's back to where it was at the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, if the Tigers... If the Tigers' equivalent of the Red Wings season is to what have the division lead in early August and then be out of the playoffs by mid-September?
Yes, and without making a significant move at the trading deadline?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be a little upset because hopefully the pitching will be as good as we think it is. And if the offense is what we saw yesterday, and, you know, it can't be that bad, even though they did win the game, there's an opportunity for them to make some adjustments at the deadline, and they don't and miss the playoffs for a lack of offense, I think people will be very upset.
Well, they've got an igniter in the lineup that we all knew would be a great addition to the bottom of the order, Javi Baez.
Yes.
It's pretty ironic that he was the guy that scored the run, helped manufacture it,
yes,
with not just the base hit. In a lot of ways, the heads-up base running
turned
out to be massive.
He's a smart player. And look, he plays...
He's not always been smart on the base pass.
No, but he gets rejuvenated when he plays in Chicago.
So that's weird, because if it's truly that, it tells you that there's a gear that man can go to, either when he is feeling it or motivated. And if you're a professional athlete, it feels like you should feel that way all the time. Obviously, when you play 162 games and you might play 150 of the 162, you're not going to be at level 10 all 150.
No.
But you should be at level 1. Mentally, you kind of should be. You should be close to a 10.
Yeah.
You can control that. You can control your approach.
And he didn't chase much outside the zone. Now, he had that one where he was swinging at pitches that I don't think Manute Bol could have swung, hit the lake, but great Manute Bol. But that's where he chased, outside the strike zone. But, yeah, look, they won. I mean, that's the most important thing. But it's going to be, and I think we'll talk about this with Mike a little bit later, it's going to be laborious at times. It really will.
Well, I love that kind of baseball. I mean, I know
like,
that
I like small ball to a certain extent, but you know, give me a 3-2 game with at least a home run.
I can take 1-0 wins all day long because it just speaks of great pitching.
Yes,
and I think I mean I've always talked about the most valuable asset in the game, and the underrated asset is defense. Now they didn't do anything spectacular. Riley Green's play in left field was pretty good.
Yeah,
he had two of them, in fact. But the reality is, pitching can keep you in a lot, and in this case, Scooble went out and did Scooble things. Like I said at the beginning of the 10 o'clock show, I think that Scooble is progressed beyond the what he could be stage and is now fully in the what he is stage.
Well, look at the odds for Cy Young. He's in the top, what, 6 or 7, I believe, if not even better than that, to win the American League Cy Young. Now, to be Mr. Negative that I can be, on another team, we saw yesterday, Shane Bieber. Now, granted, they were playing the A's, so also a horrible offensive team, and he was filthy too. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an interesting matchup when the Guardians take on the Tigers.
Yep. But outside of Scooble, which of the other four starters intrigues you the most?
It's weird. I think Mize intrigues me the most because, all right, you're 1-1, you had your surgery, let's go. Let's see what it's all about. The other one who intrigues me is the one who I didn't even want to be here, and that's Flaherty. Because, you know, what are you spending money on this guy for? He had one great year, and he went through all the injuries. But if the spring is any indication, and I say if, you know, he had a really good spring, and it'll be interesting to see how good he is.
Yeah, I don't have much of an expectation for Maeda or Flaherty. Where they are in their careers, mm-hmm. where they've been trending, at this point it feels like hope and a prayer that they take a step forward. But they both did stuff in the spring for whatever it means. I am most intrigued by Reese Olson. I think Reese Olson, his age and his stuff, so filthy, it's a matter of learning how to pitch.
Will his cheeks get any less red?
No. Okay. He will always look like he's a teenage boy. Okay. But as far as Mize is concerned, I think there's one stat that I'm following this year. It's 30 starts. If he gives you 30 starts, that's A, health, and B, his pitching justified him taking up a spot in a rotation when there are ample other options knocking at the door.
Look, we've been, you know, we know not to go crazy over one game, obviously. But shall we say that the bullpen looked pretty damn sick yesterday in a good way.
It looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so good.
But they were playing the White Sox, and that's...
They were playing the White Sox. Stoney, sorry, I'm because you care. And I care. I'm trying to get the Michigan Tech BC game.
Oh, okay. Little college hockey.
Little college puck, yeah.
Did anybody bet on the Michigan Tech BC game? What's the line on this game?
I don't know that you can bet college hockey.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Well, at least at the casinos you can, because I've been out there these weekends, and yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
One year we hate betted against Quinnipiac because one of my friends got divorced from his wife. His wife went to Quinnipiac, so we hate betted against
That's Quinnipiac. Pretty classic. Yes. That's pretty classic. Well, I've completely messed up because I can't get to the cable box.
You just walk to the big cable box.
I know. Is that game on ESPN2? If it's on ESPNU, you're out of luck because we don't get it in studio. But
gee, what a surprise!
Go Tech!
Yeah,
go Tech.
Do we get NFL Network in this studio yet?
We do not get NFL Network in the studio yet.
It's unbelievable. Mikey
V is here.
He's ready. He's ready to go.
I'm ready to kill somebody.
He's very happy, Doug. He's very happy.
He looks thrilled.
I know.
No, I'd just like to know in major market radio how you don't do a sound check more than 30 minutes for a show. You know what? That's my problem, not the listeners. Doug, I owe you dinner. Send me your...
Oh, no worries, man. I got to work with Mike briefly.
So. It's a blessing, isn't it? Yes. That's my next 4 hours.
Have a great show.
Thank you, brother.
I'll do this again. Stay safe.
Yes, Stoney better stay safe.
Respect.
Yes. Don't treat the people downtown with respect.
We'll leave that one alone.
Yes, we will.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great weekend, boys.
All right.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But you opened up with the Tigers.
Yeah.
I want to run something by you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, the best part of opening day was Jason Benetti. Followed by Tarek Skubal.
Yes.
Followed by a distant third, to which is my issue.
By the way.
That felt like last year.
It shows you how good Jason Benetti is when they did like a little video of him in Chicago where he used to work.
Yeah.
People love the guy.
Yeah. Well, listen. Instead of wanting to hurl things at my television, I actually enjoy just listening. Mm-hmm. My point is, that felt like last year.
Yeah.
The 28th ranked offense in the league, and it's one game. I understand it. It's early April. But when Kenny and I talked earlier, I couldn't argue what Kenny was saying. Think about it. A 1-0 baseball game, the way Skubal pitched, you're playing a garbage White Sox team. Like, that does give, like, I need a good month of offense to feel like we have any real shot at doing this.
I agree with you. And, you know, conversely, Cleveland, who also has a crap offense.
Correct.
They did the same thing, only they scored 8 runs against a crappy team. And Bieber looked sick last night.
As velocity was still sitting at 92, 93. Beats the right. Frank Tanana, yes. 87 or 88 right. from last year. But yeah. No, I would like to know from you or Tiger fans. I mean, isn't there a burden of proof on this team that it's not good enough to just, hey, we're going to compete, we're going to pitch. The offense is what's either going to help this team get where they got to go or limit them. We know the pitching's good.
Yeah.
I had a question yesterday for the boys and just this idea of will Skubal be top three AL Cy Young?
He's got a real good chance.
He does. And yes. He's got a chance to strike out 225 batters in about 160 innings.
Yeah.
It's the offense.
The offense
I can't watch that.
It's very questionable. Now, you know, Torkelson, 2 hits, great. They weren't exactly, you know, bombs or anything like that. Things are going to, they'll get better than they were yesterday.
But you know what I don't like, Mike? I should never have to look at Matt Vierling with the bases loaded in a big spot.
I know, that was tough. I like him a lot as a player, but not maybe as...
He was my fourth outfielder, sure.
Yeah, and you know, he can play third, he can do... He is a baseball player. Every good team needs a guy like him on their team. The problem is the Tigers have too many Matt Vierlings.
Okay, that's the key.
Yes.
But look, they have 10 more games now in a row. This is the April they have to be above 500.
No doubt.
They haven't been above 500 after April since 2016.
Was that the Zubaz pants year?
Might be. Might be. I get the bits confused
yeah.
when you've been no good.
Right,
it's
I know.
Very hard to separate
yes.
all of them.
Yeah.
But I want to know from people kind of your takeaway from opening day. Look, clearly, it's one game. Maybe they go and rifle these teams, and the offense looks great. But yesterday, yeah, I had PTSD with it.
I get. Look, I understand it. I mean, when you see, I mean, what the guys that people want. Well, J.D. Martinez, they didn't play, but
no.
Chapman was 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Wyatt Langford, 1-for-3, walk and an RBI and a strikeout. And your boy Marcana was 0-for-3 and a walk with 2 strikeouts. So, yeah.
My boy.
I know.
Don't you put that evil on me.
I'm being facetious, as you know. You know, but Riley Green didn't do much. Torkey did have 2 hits. I mean, look, when the one run of the game is manufactured by Harvey, right. I mean, as you call him.
Where's Harvey?
Yes. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted out, I go to my refrigerator yesterday, and my daughter has this, some sort of like coffee drink. It's Javi.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'll show you that.
He owns a coffee company?
No, it's not him.
Oh, it's unaffiliated.
It's called JAVY.
Okay.
And somebody on Twitter pointed out that it's the content or something is better than his OBP or something like that.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
But no, we can knock down a couple of calls, and I want to get some ticket texts on it. And then I have a question for you because, I mean, this is my 20th year in town. You've got what year did you get here?
I got here in 86.
Okay, so you're approaching 40 years in town.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question that only the godfather of radio can answer. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that, too. Let me go to Eddie to lead things off on a Friday. Edward, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, that was a great Tiger game. I enjoyed it. It moved fast, and good defense, good pitching. That's what gets us into October, right?
Yeah, but you have to at least score more than one run, right?
The deflator here. Okay. Okay. $14.99. Okay.
Well, what are you purchasing,
what are
you
Ed? Doing here?
Looking at tires.
Oh, looking at tires. Okay. Was yours as flat as the Tigers' offense?
Let me see. Oh, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed it.
All right, you already said that. I'm done. Not in the mood for it today. Not in the mood for it, Ed. Go get your tires filled. Kenny Ticket Techs. Today's not the day. That's all I'm telling you. Go ahead, Kenny.
Benetti was fantastic. Absolutely a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
No bats, no chance to win the division, even if it's a bad division.
See, that's okay. Is it wrong for in this town, it feels like it's wrong if you put the burden of proof on the team. People get very upset.
I know.
This has turned in the benefit of the doubt bistro. I'm with Kenny in this regard. Until or unless I am able to sit down and watch Tiger baseball and feel like I have a real lineup, I don't view any of it as real.
I get that. But let me ask you, as a fan, okay, because we've had teams since I've been here, the Rob Deere teams would score like crazy amounts of runs and they couldn't get anybody out. What do you prefer?
Offense.
Okay. But what wins?
In the playoffs? Pitching.
Right, or even to get to the playoffs.
An offense
though.
Can carry you in the regular season. The way it's mix and match and the way that you're not having, you know, like it used to be you needed a legitimate rotation.
Right.
A couple of guys would go real deep in games. Now it's pretty accepted that it's going to be 5 and fly or 6.
Right, and you need that bullpen like they did yesterday.
Right. Which
is pretty sick.
And again, I trust their pitching. I trust Scott Harris's ability to cobble a pen together. Mike, offensively speaking, like... Whatever.
I know.
I got to see it. Because realistically, what did we complain about? I'm not putting this on you. My issue was, all right, all this money's coming off the books, and we got good young talent coming up. Let's support those guys. Let's bring in a couple veteran bats. We had people lining the phone lines to tell me why they weren't excited about the Tigers yesterday. And to a man, hated their offseason, wasn't excited about it. Didn't pick up any bats. Boring to watch.
I get it.
That's the customer base.
Right. I know. And that's what you saw yesterday. Look, let's kid ourselves. The most important thing is winning games. They won a game. But it was, you know, if I was working in the morning, it might have been a tough time for me not to take my nap during that game.
Yeah. And again, you'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss. And I just want them to stack wins. But eventually... This is where we arrive at. You guys, no matter what sport you love in this town, you remember when it wasn't just who you played, it's how you played.
Right.
If we have designs on more in this town, the how you play matters. So it's going to be something I want to see that as April moves on, as the weather warms up, I got to see this offense help.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned like down the road, you know, want to see everything develop. I have this feeling that both the Tigers and the Red Wings, owned by the same company, so to speak, They should change the name of the team from the Red Wings and the Tigers. Just call them the Detroit Future. Because they're both just sitting there building for what we hope is going to happen in 2 years. And in 2 years, players sometimes get older. And you find that you're not going to be as good as you thought you were 2 years. So when you want to strike, you got to strike. And look, no, the Tigers, even if they would have added Chapman or JD, they're not going to win the World Series. But you have your chance to.
Could you make the playoffs?
Yes.
And that's where it starts.
Right.
The Wings are, listen, if you really want to go there to start the show, we can. I'm happy to.
They are what I pretty much thought they were. This the way it's happened.
No.
No, yeah, it's weird.
You know what? I gotta hit you with it.
But it's unacceptable.
Stoney, I gotta do it.
No. Okay. No. Okay. No.
February 28th was a feel good Friday.
Yeah.
Kenny had a fifth car flag, and I can't tell you what pole it was on. Mm-hmm. His team was 9 points up on Tampa.
Oh, I know.
In a month, they have careened off a cliff. Tampa's got like a 7-point lead. Now the Caps have a game in hand, and you're looking up at them. You're staring Florida down the barrel of a gun. Last night was a total embarrassment. Lalonde is throwing people under the bus every night. How's this guy have a job? I mean, you can preach patience all you want, but Kenny told me this is a valid opinion 2 weeks ago where I said, wait a minute. 6 playoff teams have fired their coach this year.
I know.
How is Derek Lalonde? The team has openly quit on him. How are we here?
Because of what I said. They just want to develop. That's what they want. They want to develop young players.
Mike, they can do whatever they want to do. Whether you're a paying customer, right, an observer, you're just a fan.
I know.
You don't have to accept that.
Look, if they go 9 games left, if they go 2-7 down the stretch, I would have no problem if he doesn't come back as
coach. I mean, they're plus 200 to make the playoffs. Do you realize that?
Yeah, but I look at the way Yzerman works and the way this organization works. I see them bringing him back for year 3. And if it gets off to a bad start, then they'll do the hockey firing then. That's what I think is going to happen.
Kenny's shaking his head in disgust.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I want you to direct your anger towards Mr. Michael Stone.
Well, I'm not saying what I want to happen. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think what should have happened is he should have been fired already amidst that losing streak. Exactly. That team was not trying. And they were in a playoff chase. They're still in a playoff chase. By the grace of God, I don't know how that's even possible. They're still in this thing. The fact that they were openly not trying game after game after game in a playoff chase where you had, games in hand, you had the division, you had actual things to play for.
Well, if in investigation by the front office, and they know a lot of stuff that we don't know, if they believe that what you believe, and a lot of us believe that they've basically mailed it in, they're done, then he should be fired. But if they don't believe that, then he's going to come back.
You don't have to be a hockey fan to know what you see on the ice during that stretch.
I know.
Was openly not trying.
Look, it's something I want to get into at 3 o'clock. It is really a reset of a very famous phrase in this town. But, like, what does a guy got to do to get fired? Like, what is it in this town? We're one of the great sports towns in America. In my mind, it's always been New York, Chicago, Boston, Philly, Detroit. The 5 great sports towns in this country. And I swear to God, we made a song as a joke, Stoney, Limp Bleep City. This town needs some of Lamar Odom's boner pills. In your 40 years, has this town ever been softer? What do you got to do to get fired around here?
Well, I think the fans are definitely less soft than they've ever been, which is a good thing. The ownership, a different story. And how much the fans have anything to do with that is, I don't think they give a rat's ass.
The owners?
No, they don't care.
No, I agree with that. But my point is, fans,
I think
you can voice your displeasure in a myriad of ways in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I said this earlier, the Pistons are one of the most underreported stories in sports. They are the process Sixers, except they're actually trying. And they have the highest paid coach in basketball. The Pistons are a national embarrassment.
They're awful.
Locally, they go unscathed largely. The Red Wings are in a full collapse, and the Tigers had one of the most uninspiring, cheap off seasons you can have. Like, it's amazing. Because I feel like, forget the Pistons. If you look at the Wings and Tigers, these are teams that You had a power stat with the Wings that I don't want to take from you, but I think people are going to be shocked when they hear it.
Yeah.
You have to be expecting more. They have to make the playoffs. And for the Tigers, this division's wide open.
I know.
What owner wouldn't want to spend a little to make a lot? We used to push 2 million people through the gates. If you win, this town will support this baseball team.
That's what I don't understand. That's why, to me, the J.D. Martinez, now, you know, he said, what, he's addicted to the playoffs, but he was still going to get in the playoffs. Maybe there's something he didn't want here, or if the Tigers didn't even make a call.
All you need to do is show me the report. Show me the report, I tip my cap and I go, we tried.
Same thing with Sneed. Sneed, they tried, it appears. The Lions, at least, you know, because we saw the report. To me, that's what this team needs. And you don't need a four-year deal. Get J.D. Martinez. You could have got him for a one-year deal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. Let's go to Caleb 97.1. Caleb, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Afternoon, Caleb. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, not too much, Tony. It's nice to hear you, buddy. I hear you more now than I did when you were working before. This is great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So, two things. If I were to plot my feelings, how I felt watching that Tiger game last night, it'd be a straight line downward. Beginning of the game, I'm watching school paint the. I'm watching them paint the strike zone. You know, Colt Keith gets a hit, scores a run, and then it was just like I didn't really understand what I was watching offensively. And this is arguably against the worst lineup in the division.
Uh-huh.
Scoobel's not going to be pitching every day. Like Foley or Alex Lang, they're not going to be lights out like they were yesterday. This is I don't feel good at all.
The White Sox, listen, if it weren't for the Oakland A's, I could make a case to you the White Sox could be the worst team in baseball.
Yes.
They are horrendous. Like, that's fine. Your job is to beat them. And you did. What we're saying is, yeah, it's hard to feel. I'm with you, Caleb. It's just very hard for me because they were 28th offensively in baseball last year. I've hated the offseason as far as the offensive or lack thereof of addressing it by Scott Harris. Yeah, yesterday does not give me the warm and fuzzies outside of the fact that I stand by Scoobles as Cy Young candidate.
Absolutely, but that's the problem. He's going every 5 days. 80% of the time, you got someone else going who's not nearly as good as him against lineup that are way better than the Sox. I'm concerned, and it's one game out of 162. I understand that, but it's not great.
So let me ask you this, Caleb. Yeah. So if suppose hypothetically, Veerling would have hit a grand slam instead of striking out with the bases loaded, you'd feel that much better?
Yes.
Okay.
That's me, not Caleb. Sorry.
Scoring run.
Okay.
Yeah, because the whole point of it is
run, but
the whole point of it is someone like Matt Veerling is not an everyday player in this league. But yet there he is, damn near batting cleanup for you, or Mark Canha's your DH.
I know. That I don't understand.
Yeah, that's my point. Is you know they score runs, but they could have been Matt Chapman there. You know what? I hate to beat a dead horse, but it's frustrating. And then. I don't want to keep you guys telling the Wings. This is backwards to me. If you want to get your young players experience and you're in the middle of a playoff push, what better way to get them experience than to get playoff experience, to get them that taste, even if it's one round? that can expedite their development rapidly going into next year. And to tank like this, and I know it's not intentionally tanking, but it's mind-boggling to me.
Well, when you play guys who shouldn't even be on the team, like with all due respect to the Petrie family, he shouldn't even. That was a worse signing than Hall, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, because he's a one-trick pony. Well, what Jeff Petrie's really good at is something that he hasn't had an opportunity to use that much, and that's his really good slap shot on the power play.
Say your power stat right now.
Right now, and I haven't looked this up, but I've read this in a lot of places. The Wings are the third oldest team in the National Hockey League.
Year five of the Eyes are playing.
Now,
oldest team and are going to miss the playoffs.
Now, a lot has to do with Reimer's up there.
I don't want to hear it.
Obviously, Kane and people like that. You know,
I don't want to hear it. You signed Kane.
Yes. Please,
you can't hero worship in one sense and then go, well, we're old because no. You targeted him instead of going out and doing other things in the summer.
Right. Well, I'm fine with them signing Kane.
Fine. Yes. The point is, it paints it in a different light. Yeah. These aren't just young guys having a good old hockey game out there. If third oldest team in the league, you're going to miss playoffs. Year five of the guys you're playing.
That's not good. That's not good. And some of the guys haven't developed. I mean, what's Joe Valeno, really? Is he a third line center?
Third, fourth line center. Fourth line center on a good team?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and then he has to play like third line center on this team. Rasmussen, who I understand he improved a lot last year. He's kind of regressed a little bit this year.
Not going good.
David Perron is old and slow. He doesn't score anymore. He takes penalties.
Yes, they should have. They should have gotten rid of Perron last year at the trading deadline when they could have. Those are the things you really want to second guess Yzerman for.
Breasts.
Well, I'm not going to go there with that.
248-539-9797. Kenny, the ticket ticks. No, I just like playing your drops. They amuse me. They have no relation to anything. Right. They're just enjoyable.
Good, I agree.
Kenny.
Veerling bats like Inge did in his last 2 years, may bat 210 if we're lucky.
No, I think he's going to be better than that.
Guys, this was against the White Sox. Imagine what happens when you play a real team.
And again, I know it's one game. I understand. But we're having a little fun based on, boy, it looked like last year.
Lalonde should have been fired weeks ago. Howie still has a job. I have no idea.
Because this is limp bleep city. That's why. I don't understand it. I don't understand, like, how does Troy Weaver have a job?
Well, that's the one.
How does Monty Williams have a job?
Well, because of the paycheck.
No, he's Peter from Office Space. He wants to be fired. The only thing Monty's not doing is gutting a fish at his cubicle. Come on, Mike.
I know. I agree. He's been terrible. Like, he couldn't decide. You talk about a coach who plays so many freaking combinations, it's like he's in a lottery pool and says, here, just give me 30 easy picks, and then they're going to come out and play. And, you know, his rotations are horrible. He doesn't call timeouts, and he's done a horrible job.
He looks, from day one, like a guy who has buyer's remorse.
Yes, and he did have buyer's remorse, and that's why when he kept turning them down, and he finally said, all right, what the hell?
Let's go to Daniel, and then we'll go to the Paul Sarah update desk. I've been informed by Kenny Cott. Paul Sarah is at the CBS studio for the March Madness update. Let's go to Daniel. What's up, D? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
How are you?
I know. You're having fun, whatever. Opening day. It's a weak offense, all that. A couple callers ago, though, really, it kind of blew my mind that grown men are calling in and saying, but their lineup is this. So, therefore, their lineup has literally nothing to do with our line, the way our offense performs. Absolutely nothing to do with it. And Garrett Crochet is a pretty nasty pitcher, pretty nasty lefty. You know, first-round pick. He's always had real nasty, good stuff. It's opening day. The boys got a 1-0 victory on the road. Literally just blows my mind that people are calling in and complaining. I get it. It's a radio show. You know, you guys are getting us to engage. But from your perspective, I guess I get it. But people calling in and piling on just
Let me ask you this, Daniel. Were you worried about the offense before the season started?
1,000%. That's what I said to the screener. I said we weren't coming in as the New York Yankees or like the 2006 Tigers were projected to be.
So
nothing like
after what you saw, yesterday, your fears are still there. You're happy you won the game. Look, the most important thing, yes, is winning the game. They did that. But your fears weren't answered.
No, but I didn't expect them to be. It's about right where I expected. And if that caller or anybody else calls in and says they're let down by the offense, well, they don't even go back to Fortnite or watching hockey or something because you don't know. But you obviously don't know baseball. That's crazy. It's a 1-0 victory on the road against a nasty, nasty lefty. This guy's like 6'5", throws a hunch, like nasty breaking ball. I mean, it's just we weren't projected that. Like I said, have a great line. This isn't 2014. There's no JD.
No. Well, look, I don't disagree at all, Daniel. Right. I think it's something, though, is look, clearly I want to see, you know, what they look like after April. They got to be over 500. They got to beat these bad teams. I think it's just something that every time there's a game like this, it is a reminder. You were one of the three worst offensive teams in baseball last year, and you made no major additions.
Now
that's all it is.
Now, if we're sitting here, because I'm working with you on Monday,
yes,
and they're 3-0 and they score 5 runs average in the next 2 games, we'll be in a different mood.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's who you play and how you play.
Right.
That's all. And I admit it. Like, no, I don't think all wins are created equal. And ultimately, if you are going to make the playoffs, your offense has got to partake in this.
Yes.
How many shutouts last year? How many one-run performances last year? Mm-hmm. This pitching's good. They're going to be fine. Now, the guy I worry about most, believe it or not, is Flaherty.
Yeah, he's the one who intrigues me the most, though.
He's got immense upside. He always has. But if the Cardinals can't keep you healthy and can't make you right, that tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a one-and-done deal. He's trying to prove it. He hasn't been any good since 19. That's the problem.
Right. And if he's not pitching good or he gets hurt, the guy who's pitching opening day for the Mud Hens was pretty good, damn good.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What do you got, Paulie?
All right, so Arizona was upset by Clemson 77-72 yesterday. This is the Wildcats' 6th straight tourney appearance, losing to a team seated at least 4 spots or more below them, which is the longest streak since seeding began in 79. Can they ever get back to what they were in the 90s and early 2000s?
Well, it's funny because it used to be the greatest joke around. Why can't you get drunk at a bar owned by Lute Olson? Because you get thrown out after the first round. And then finally...
Oh, my God.
And then finally, they turned around. They actually won a national championship. But especially since the new guy, you know, the former Gonzaga...
Tommy Lloyd,
right? They've lost in the Sweet 16 twice to the worst seeds and... another time, I believe, in the first round.
I'll give you 2 notes, and one is for all the Michigan fans who bitched at me all year long because you don't know your elbow from your butthole when it comes to basketball. You don't want Caleb Love. Oh, Pac-12 player of the year. Caleb Love will burn your house down at the worst possible time. Hope you enjoyed that 0-for-9 last night and some of the worst ill-advised shots you'll ever see. Look, they're inconsistent. They play with a ton of tempo, but they will shoot their way out of games, and they did it last night.
It wasn't the worst ill-advised shot we saw yesterday.
No, the North Carolina game.
Former teammate, Jalen Withers, up the lead.
What was that?
You're up by one. The shot clock's at like 20, and you take a 3?
Big yikes.
Yeah.
But yes, I think Tommy Lloyd's got a shot because Arizona will do whatever it takes to win.
Yes.
You play in a soft conference, and look.
But they're going to where the Big 12, though, right?
Yeah, but that's...
For basketball, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. Basketball-wise, you're right. Although I do... You think Kansas and Bill Self has run its course at all? Dollar Bill?
No, because they had two big... Well, they had one. Their best player was hurt.
Yeah, McCauley.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Paulie.
So a quick spinoff from that question. No team west of the state of Texas has won a national title since Arizona in 97. Why do you think that is?
Because they don't care about sports like we do, and they don't deserve it. Take them and their nice weather and their 4-day work weeks and get the hell out.
Yes. It's not like the old days where UCLA, as great as they were, you know, they had to play Santa Clara in the first round and then somebody else, and then boom, they're in the Final Four.
Right.
It was a different world back then.
Paulie, I just honestly, I think when you really look and go, well, how many real programs exist out there? You know, we just got done slandering Arizona.
Right.
Gonzaga, they had their crack at it, and Baylor ran them off the floor. UCLA's just spoiled milk.
I know.
There really aren't a lot of programs you respect.
Gonzaga can maybe pull the upset today. Right?
I'll save that for later.
Okay.
because I know what I'm rooting for. Go ahead, Paulie.
So Illinois punched its ticket to the Elite Eight with a 72-69 win over Iowa State. Their reward is to face the defending champs, UConn. Do they even stand a chance?
They have a chance because they're really good offensively. They score a lot of points. However, if they shoot free throws like they did last night, they got 15-29. No,
that was unbelievable. And like we had for Cash the Ticket, I really liked Illinois. I convinced Jim to bet it. And part of it was they're a good free throw shooting team who lives at the line. Oh, my God. They shot 50% last night.
It was crazy.
No, Paul, look, I'm the wrong person to talk to. I UConn just looks different. And I know it's one and done, and everybody could get the poops, and they could have a bad night.
Yep.
But they're just dump trucking teams. And now Saturday, they're just throwing 9 points your way. UConn minus 9 against Illinois if you want it.
Yeah.
So Purdue is looking to get past Gonzaga tonight and put a second Big Ten team into the Elite Eight. So two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Will they pull one of their classic choke jobs?
Yes.
And why has the Big Ten sucked in the tourney lately?
Because they play boring, uninspired, unathletic 1985 basketball.
When you have teams, like, is there any team that their two sports are the same, like Wisconsin? I mean, that's to me is Big Ten basketball, is Wisconsin and Big Ten football.
Paint drying.
Together. Yes, exactly.
No, and Paul, here's the thing. When you look athletically, watch the Big 12, watch the Big Ten. It's not the same sport.
No.
And that's the problem. And if we have the athletes, we don't use them. Because I think the way the games are officiated in the Big Ten is wrong. I think the conference has got to make a commitment to modernize. Because I'll tell you, it's hard to watch.
I know. That's, if you're a Michigan basketball fan, you hope Dusty May. That's one of the things that he says to make Michigan basketball fun to watch. Because right now, a lot of the Big Ten is not fun to watch.
So the tourney continues tonight, so I figured we'd run through some of the games.
Sure.
NC State, Marquette, who wins and why?
Sadly, Marquette.
I mean,
I love the story. I love DJ Burns.
He's unbelievable.
You get to a point, and I think they're trying to tell you in Vegas, I mean, that's a 7-point line.
Right. They were fortunate to beat Oakland.
I'm with Stoney here. Probably Marquette, Paulie.
Duke versus Houston.
It better be Houston for America,
yes.
For democracy.
Kelvin Sampson deserves a winning championship.
I disagree. You wear denim dress shirts. I don't know what you deserve. That's a fashion faux pas.
It's a better look than Hubert Davis, though.
Correct. Hubert.
What is that?
I don't know. Anything beats Tom Izzo's East Bay catalog collection.
Yeah, well, I think
you dress better than him, and you've stopped trying.
That's the worst thing about COVID, is they got rid of the suits.
Can't win?
I know.
Go ahead.
And then Creighton versus Tennessee.
It's Rick Barnes. They should win. You know what I like tonight, Paul? 10 o'clock, you kick back, relax, and hope both teams have fun. I like the over. I will be rooting for Creighton. I like the way they play. I like how they space it and shoot it. But I think this is actually Rick Barnes' best team he's had in 20 years. So I'll say Tennessee.
I'm just not a big fan of the creamsicles. So go Creighton.
All right.
And then finally, another two-parter, just to wrap things up here.
Mm.
Is it just inevitable that UConn's going to win the whole thing? But if it isn't, which non-UConn team has the best shot to win it all?
For me, it's Houston. But again, it's bias, and I admit it. But they got a three-headed monster at guard with Shedd and Cryer, and I love the toughness they play with. They remind me a lot of old-school MSU, Mike.
And they can do things inside as well, too.
Yep.
You know,
they just body it.
They're really good. And no matter what you think of other people in his family, Danny Hurley is a great freaking coach.
He's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that other stuff. No. He's a really good coach. He's a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
If UConn doesn't get it done, it'd be Houston for me.
And that was the NCAA Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.